the transformations or the transitions, let's say, that are taking place in the so-called first world are being exported, but they're also a bit of an echo of what's been taking place as sort of colonial, neo-colonial projects since the 70s, or one could say even earlier. But with structural adjustment policies in the 70s and 80s, there was really a kind of pattern that was set worldwide that was being imposed from the United States and Europe on the global south. And so the different processes that were taking place in South America and Africa are now slowly coming, you know, they were used as a kind of testing laboratory, and now these exact patterns are being brought through to the reform process that is taking place here. So I find it really interesting to hear which struggles and which problems have taken place there to really learn from that, because in fact, we have no idea, unfortunately.